here's a story from The World.
Russian President Vladimir Putin announced today he's going into self-isolation after possible exposure to COVID. Just prior to that, however, he met with Syria's President Bashar al-Assad. Russia militarily intervened on behalf of Assad's government in 2015. Since then, Russia's bombing campaigns in Syria have left many dead and wounded. Russia has also played the role of conflict mediator between the Syrian government and opposition rebels. To better understand Russia's role in Syria, we got in touch with Mona Yakubian. She's a senior advisor at the United States Institute of Peace in Washington. Mona, let's start with the meeting between Assad and Putin. What was that about?
I think that first shows very clearly how beholden Assad is to Putin. But we also see, I think, Russia trying to shape the narrative on Syria, trying to gain greater legitimacy for Assad. This is following the presidential election this past spring, widely viewed as a sham election. And I think Russia also attempting to demonstrate its influence in Syria, in the Middle East more broadly.
I was going to ask sort of why did Russia intervene in the first place? I mean, why does Syria matter to Russia?
Well, it came in the wake of course, the Arab uprisings. And the Assad regime was in great trouble in 2015 and was truly facing an existential threat. And this is what prompted Moscow to intervene on behalf of the Assad regime, of course, along with Iran, which had also intervened earlier and remains another key sort of ally of the Assad regime on the ground in Syria.
But why Syria? I mean, there's uprisings all over the globe. What's Russia's real interest in Syria?
Well, Russia's had a longstanding interest in Syria. I mean, Russia has been involved in Syria for decades, well before Bashar al-Assad, during the time of his father, Hafez al-Assad. And again, I think the Middle East is, of course, a strategic part of the world, and Russia has long sought to demonstrate its influence on the ground. And again, I do think the Arab uprisings were an important happening in terms of the way Putin perceived these uprisings as being a threat much more broadly, a threat that could eventually even come to Russia.
Russia continues to drop bombs in opposition-held territories in Syria. Do you see this continuing for the foreseeable future?
I think we are going to continue to see it, although, again, more sporadically, not the sorts of large-scale offensives that provoked large displacement, large flows of Syrians fleeing either to other parts of the country or out of the country as refugees. I do think we will continue to see the Russians and, of course, the Assad regime use military force where and how they can to make small gains on the ground. But I think the battle lines in Syria right now are largely frozen.
Russia's also tried to play a mediator role in Syria between the government and opposition rebels. Has it made any progress?
Well, this summer saw a lot of violence in southwestern Syria, a town called Dera, which is known as the cradle of the revolution. And for weeks, the Russians were attempting to mediate a truce between regime forces and rebels that were holed up in a certain part of Dera. They eventually succeeded in negotiating this truce just a few weeks ago. And that ended up allowing Syrian government forces now back into parts of Dera for the first time in several years. I think we should be under no illusion that southwestern part of Syria remains restive. It's a very complex mix of forces on the ground there.
Ultimately, Mona, what do you think is Russia's endgame in Syria?
Well, I think Russia is trying to make the best of what it's been able to achieve in its intervention in Syria. I think it sees it both for the role of being able to reestablish itself in the Middle East. It would like to use Syria as a springboard to project its influence elsewhere in the Middle East. We've seen, for example, Russian influence in places like Libya. They have shown an interest in developing relations with Gulf Arab countries, and they've also developed backroom or even frontroom understanding with Israel on how Israel comports itself in Syria. So there's a regional role that Russia is seeking to play. But I also think Russia looks at its intervention in Syria or is trying to portray it as part of what Russian analysts like to talk about as the post-West world. A world after what some have called the unipolar moment of U.S. dominance, not only in the Middle East, but in the world more broadly. And I think for some Russians, they or Russian analysts or Moscow, views its intervention in Syria as a success, as what they call the first post-West success.
Mona Yacoubian is a senior advisor at the United States Institute of Peace in Washington, where she joined us from. Thanks a lot, Mona.
Thank you so much for having me.